Hello and welcome to another bonus preseason edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. We're going to jump in today and talk about five bold predictions for 2020. And so let's jump in and hit these five items. In 2020, Alabama will have three running backs eclipse the 600-yard rushing mark. And you may think, well, 600, that's not a big number. How impressive really is that? Well, last year, Alabama had one running back that surpassed the 450-yard mark. So to think that we're going to get three up to 600, that speaks to more carries and certainly a more significant distribution of the ball. And that's what we're going to see during 2020. We have Alabama has a stout offensive line and a lot of talent at the running back position. So I think we're going to see three running backs pass the 600-yard mark. And if we were to predict who they might be, I'm going to say Najee, Brian Robinson, and Trey Sanders. Number two, Christian Harris. Bold prediction for 2020. Christian Harris will be Alabama's leading tackler. Everyone's going to say Dylan Moses and understand that. He'll finish second. Here's really how this nets out. Christian Harris is going to blow up in the 2020 season. He's going to play faster, not only because he's had more time in the system and he's developed sort of organically that way. We can see how he developed over the course of 2019. So he's going to bring that into 2020 quite naturally. But with Dylan Moses being lined up and Harris lined up next to Dylan, I think there's almost a cheat code element that's going to allow Christian Harris to play more comfortable with more confidence and with a great deal more speed. And all of that, he's going to feel comfortable. He's going to look natural in the position in ways that maybe last year he didn't. And as a result, he's going to be the leading tackler. Dylan Moses, he's going to be a dominant player in the middle as well. He may well still be the better player in the middle, and that's where my money would go. But you think about late in games, late into a drive, Dylan Moses might be a player that we would sit a little more. Maybe depending upon the opponent, he may get fewer reps because he needs fewer reps, but we need him more in the big games. And so a guy coming back from knee surgery, going to see his first action after knee surgery. He may well play fewer snaps in a relative sort of way. And so I think that in that context, that gives Christian Harris more of an opportunity. Christian Harris will be the leading tackler for University of Alabama. Number three, everybody plays. No redshirting in 2020. Technically, there's no redshirting this season is counting against no one. But there's also three other facts that are in play. Nick Saban and Alabama are fully going to exploit the opportunity provided by this season not counting against anyone's eligibility. So let them all play, where we're typically sort of mathing out the four games and we don't want to burn two of them too early because we might want or need a player later in the season. And so you balance and then you get to the end of the season and players, you know, maybe have only played in one or two games. Until you get to the very end of the season because you've been saving, you've been preserving because you don't know what you're going to need. Well, that goes away this season. And so get them all in, get them as often as you can and let them play as much as they can. Put them in unique situations so that they can learn and develop as players, see what you've got, develop them. And I think Alabama is going to be poised to do that really more than any other team because you think of Coach Saban and his level of organization and his wanting to sort of maximize the advantage that is there to be gained. I think situational play at its best, we talk a lot about Alabama and Coach Saban looking at not an 11-man starting roster, but a 15 or 17 starting positions based primarily on formations. I think we could see that blow out a little bit more. There's already been some talk about the outside linebackers, Ben Davis and Christopher Harris playing primarily first and second down and then giving way even to some of the younger guys, some of the rabbit rushers on third down, almost like a designated Tim Williams type of role. We could see a lot more of that in 2020 as Alabama and Coach Saban looks for the one thing, the two things that each player does their absolute best. And maybe they're not a third down player or a three down player, but what's the down that we can put them in? What's the down and distance situation that we can put them in? And if that's all they do is that situation during the course of the season, we can do that this year in a way that we haven't been able to do that in prior years. So look for that. No redshirting, literally and figuratively. Everybody plays early and often. Number four, Waddle will be Jalen Waddle will be Alabama's leading Heisman candidate. Najee's going to be the popular nod. A lot of fans, if you said who's going to win, who's going to compete for the Heisman at Alabama, who's going to be the top candidate, Najee Harris is going to be at everyone's list. But the reality, it's going to be Jalen Waddle. We've talked about the distribution of carries at the running back position. I think that's going to eat into Najee's performance. Najee will be a better player in 2020 than he was in 2019, but his numbers may not show it. Meanwhile, Waddle is going to have the opportunity to be dominant at the wide receiver position. He's going to actually have more opportunity at wide receiver than he did last year with Judy and Ruggs gone. His play style is suited to sweeps and reverses, maybe in a way that Devonta isn't. And he has the opportunity, Charles Woodson style, to post highlights in special teams. He could potentially score touchdowns as a runner, as a receiver, as a punt returner, and as a kickoff returner. He has an opportunity to post highlights in multiple aspects of the game that will be unique to him. Now, the bottom line is no one at Alabama is going to win the Heisman this year because there's so many candidates that will be competing against one another. But when you look at the vote at the end of the season, the Alabama name at the top of the list or the highest ranked Alabama name will be Jalen Waddle. And number five, bold prediction for 2020, Alabama makes it look easy this season. Homer alert, perhaps, but I think Clemson is Alabama's only competition in this season. Bama Hammer posted an article recently saying that Kentucky is a tougher out for Alabama than LSU, which I think is fair given all the talent loss that all the players electing to forego this season at LSU. Georgia, with their quarterback sitting out, amongst other changes across their roster, they're not going to be settled. Their roster won't be settled in time for our early season game. And I don't think they win the East. They lose to Alabama early, and then I think they also lose to Florida. I think that knocks them out of the running. Playing Georgia a second time, that would be a competitive advantage, I think, for Georgia. I think that would be of a concern, but I don't think they make the SEC title game. Auburn, we play in Tuscaloosa, which I think quells some of the demons there. And, Auburn's an up and down team. They're sort of a roller coaster ride. And I think the arrow on the roller coaster in 2020 is pointing down. Again, I think that we take the concept of everyone playing and sort of exploiting the opportunity, and everyone's going to do that. You could say, well, everyone has that opportunity, so everyone's going to manifest, the benefits of that. The reality is that's not true. Alabama's going to beat teams more thoroughly than most teams will win their games. That means Alabama will have a greater opportunity to spread the playing time every game versus the opponents. And what does that do? That does two things. When you spread the playing opportunity, that means more players get a chance to develop. They get a chance to show what they've got, learn the game, play at the speed to participate so that they themselves as individuals later in the season are more prepared to take on a bigger load. What also happens is your frontline starters are giving up those snaps. They're foregoing those snaps for the younger players. So they're not as tired. They're more rested. When you get into the meat of the season, sort of the grind of the season, Alabama's going to be pulling away from some of these other teams because the talent is a vicious circle. If you're not an Alabama fan, because Alabama's so good, they have the chance to get better. Whereas other teams who are not as good, in sort of the grind of the schedule, they have a greater likelihood of getting worse. And so I think that'll be a trend to watch over the course of the season. I think Alabama will get better as the season goes on. Other teams will struggle in that regard. And as a result, as the season plays out, as the 10-game SEC season plays out, I think Alabama is going to look stronger at the end of the year than they have at the beginning of the year. And I think that's just the construct of the system. You can talk about the strength and conditioning coaches as well. But bold prediction number 5 for 2020, Alabama makes it look easy. With that, this has been another bonus preseason edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.